It's about how stepping into that new identity of self supports your community, helps your community. Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention. It is what I am bringing into our session today to focus on. But of course, if there is something related to this or anything else that you would like to call in to our ritual today, please do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As you tune in to this present moment, just notice how your body feels. Where does your awareness go when you begin to relax, to settle? If there's anything that feels a little sore, or a little tight, try sending the breath there with a little love. And if there's any thoughts or worries on your shoulders or in your stomach or in between your eyebrows, just imagine them dropping. Allow these next few moments to be just for you. While we are together during this ritual, nothing is required of you. Just be here. Give yourself permission to be here. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep expanding, fill up the space, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To the energy of everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing this breath. And sharing this ritual. There are the bells, sources here with us too in community. Slowly allow your breath to return to a comfortable pattern. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. As I begin to shuffle our cards for today, I invite you to call back in our theme, our intention of the other of community, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session today. And if you have any questions, bring those to mind too. Whatever comes up in this moment is exactly what it is supposed to be. Okay, we got several cards popped out kind of oddly, and one I think is our card for today that I will get to in just a moment, but I also want to share what's kind of coloring my interpretation of this, but I'm not going to go too far into detail just for the sake of time. But we had the Three of Wands. Show it to the camera briefly. Justice in reverse. And the Magician in reverse. With that kind of coloring my reading of our main card, is the Tower. And this is our card from Monday as well, from the Self, with the lightning striking the top of the tower, the dome crumbling, fire, storms, and as we discussed, the tower is an overhaul. It is a revolution. And thinking about getting this with the self and our own definition of self, but then also in relationship to the other, justice in reverse in the Magician, this really feels like rethinking the way that we show up in community, rethinking the way that we are engaging with the groups around us. It does feel very group oriented and not in a you're doing anything wrong way or you're showing up untruthfully. That's not what this is. I think it's that you want to show up truthfully. You're being called to show up wholly, truthfully, to shed the layers that we have given ourselves, that society has given us, like we talked about on Monday. What is left underneath that may not fit the communities that you're in anymore. As we grow, as we change, I'm even noticing these pieces of hair are kind of falling out, which is how I was wearing my hair on Monday. It's very connected to that. But as you consider the role you play in your collective on a really big scale, but also your smaller communities and friend groups and family, you don't have to play the same old narrative because that same old narrative doesn't serve you. It's unjust. And there's something that feels wrong about that. You're ready for the next. You're ready for the next phase. And it's not that you need to cut off these people or cut off this community at all. It's about reinventing what that looks like, what your role in that looks like, and allowing that to be playful. And it's going to be a journey, Three of Wands. It's the beginning of kind of figuring out what that looks like. And the Magician in reverse, it's trusting yourself. It's taking the wisdom of the journey that you have completed into the beginning of this next journey. And you may feel like you don't have the things that you need at your disposal. It may feel like I don't even know where to begin. But that's because it is just beginning. And as you reinvent and evolve, the narrative becomes clear. And as we, I'll use the same metaphor or analogy from Monday, as we till the soil to prepare to plant the seeds, to prepare for the new growth, this is tearing some stuff up and that's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. But not only will that allow us to live in truth, it will allow us to be in truth with others, and that raises everyone around us to our highest truth. It's also calling to mind the protests that we saw across the nation, the hands-off protests across the nation, and every single state had a huge turnout of this, and it's The way tower moments feel beautiful to me. That is a crumbling of something, but on purpose. But it's not just about your identity of self. It's about how stepping into that new identity of self supports your community, helps your community, and it's hard. But it's necessary. It's the human obligation, right? Whatever that means to you. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the tower, of course, colored by our other cards here, and this theme of community, other. Our mantra is going to be, I am exactly what my community needs. You are. Your truth is exactly what your community needs. Okay. I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of, I am exactly what my community needs. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating this mantra, I am exactly what my community needs. And you are. I talk a lot about in self-work and purpose how it's not just about loving yourself, right? It's our duty to live out our truth because it's what the world deserves. You deserve it. You deserve to live your truth. But the world deserves that too. Don't take your truth away from the world, from the community around you. They deserve the beautiful gift of your truth. For practice today, reach out to someone that, after spending time with them, makes you feel like yourself. I think you'll know exactly who I'm talking about when I say that. Someone popped to mind, and not that other friends aren't lovely and important and serve these roles, but who, when you spend time with, does it feel like you're speaking a secret language? That you just get it? That you know you see the same color blue when you're talking about blue, right? Reach out to that person, and if you have the time, maybe schedule a coffee or a phone call, or just thank them for being in your community and supporting you in this journey, whatever that looks like for you. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, share it with this person. This could be the way that you reach out to them, right? And let them know that they are this person for you. What a beautiful gift. So share this with whoever it is that person for you that speaks your language. Again, thank you very much for being here with me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, leave us a like, a 5-star rating, and a review. This lets me know that you like it, that you want more of it, and that I am on the right path in creating this and in speaking to the people that I want and need to be speaking to. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.